Okay, this is Melvin Ishmael Johnson with the Qumran Report. I'm over here with Lee Beck. He's doing his regular little Thursday story file, the first Thursday of every month. I'm talking to a great poet here, Julia Stein. Julia, welcome to the Qumran Report.
Oh, I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. Look, can you tell our listening audience a little about your background, and then how did you get off into writing, especially becoming a known poet?
Well, I was born in Pittsburgh. I was brought to Los Angeles as a baby, and I was I was sort of studying psychology at Cal State LA, and I dropped out because I wanted to be a writer. Mm-hmm. And I got my first book out in 1984, and it was a finalist in a competition called the Whitman. And I think that made me feel very good because there was the Whitman, there was 1,200 manuscripts and I beat out 1,150. Mm-hmm. There's only 50 finalists. So that made me feel really great. So I kept on writing and putting out books. And the current book is my seventh book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what's the name of your current book?
It's What Were They Like?
Mm-hmm. Okay. What was the inspiration for that?
The inspiration was the beginning of the Iraq and Afghan War. Mm-hmm. And my cousin was in Tower 2, but she survived. And my brother, he has Parkinson's, and Congress promised for the first time to give large $100 million to Parkinson's research, mm-hmm. and then cut it with the beginning of the Iraq War. Mm-hmm. So I decided instead of getting upset, I'd write a book about how people, just ordinary people, were affected by the war. Mm-hmm. And so I did that. And I made portraits of people, some Iraqis, some Afghanis, and some US soldiers. Mm-hmm. And it's not about battles, it's just how their lives were changed, mm-hmm. by being in the war.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm a veteran too, and I'm involved with a lot of veteran-related issues. As a matter of fact, we just had a military stand down at the Vortex last week. Almost 300 veterans that came out. But let me ask you this, I always wonder, what is the difference between poetry and prose?
I think poetry has a certain rhythm, mm-hmm. and it has the sounds, and it plays with language. Mm-hmm. It has this sort of metaphorical language that plays and compares things to each other. Mm-hmm. So it goes off into imaginative realms, mm-hmm. right? Where prose is much more prosaic, mm-hmm. right? It usually sticks more to reality. And some prose could have the rhythms, but it usually doesn't have the rhythms that you hear in poetry.
Mm-hmm. And you dabble in both poetry
and
prose?
Yes, yes, yes.
And any other kind of writing you do? Narrative writing, playwright, screenwriting, anything like that?
Well, I'm finishing a novel, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, now... this is Julia Stein. I'm anxious to hear some of her poetry tonight over here. And this is Melvin Ishmael Johnson with the Qumran Report. Thank you very much.